It's April, and it's time to make it rain success. Get charged up with information and inspiration as Pat Counsell and special guests share ways to get better health, more wealth, and ways to build some amazing relationships. This is your year to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, and this is your host, Pat Counsell. And we are going to talk about how to maximize on our productivity. So our topic for today is maximum productivity time on Designing Your Life Today. What better way to make it rain in your business than to maximize on your productivity and to pay attention to what you're doing with your time? So I'm going to give you some quick tips here that will help you to do just that. But before I get to that, you guys know I always have a little good news to share with you. We have John Gordon, who's going to be on our show coming up soon, and I will give you more information about that on tomorrow. And we'll announce the date that he's going to be on the show and kind of keep you guys posted on what's going on with that. But also, I want to remind you that on Thursday, you will be able to download the free infographic that will give you three simple steps for manifesting your desires, and it will help you to have clarity on what it really takes to manifest your desires. Many times we set lots of goals and each year goes by and nothing happens. And so it's important that we understand about focus and what it does, what it truly takes to manifest the desires that you want to come into your life. So we're going to talk about, or we're going to have that available for you. You can download it absolutely free. Also, I'm going to give you a free MP3 that you can also listen to that will help you to understand how to accelerate your success and how to also accelerate your desires, getting the things that you want. And it's a part of a series called Be on the Increase. And so you can check that out, get that absolutely free, the first MP3 that we have, and also the infographic, which is really, it's a good infographic, real simple, nice and colorful, but the information is very effective. The information is very enlightening, and it really just makes it a lot easier for you to get clarity on what it is you want to do or how to make it happen, the things that you want to do. All right, let's talk a little bit about how to max out your productivity. So first of all, the thing about achieving is that you have to understand that it's about balance and consistency. Those are two of the keys that you need to put into action in order to maximize on your productivity. Now, when we hear the word balance, a lot of times we think that balance is all about giving everything equal time, giving family equal time, the job and the business and whatever your goals are. But that's not what balance is all about, because all things being equal, there's not enough time in the day for you to really get to where it is you want to be if you give everything equal time, everything and everyone. But here's the thing to consider when it comes to maximizing on your productivity. You want to keep in mind that we all have 24 hours in the day. And I've heard people say, you know, I'm so busy. I don't have enough time to get this done. I don't have enough time to get that done. Well, it's all about what you're doing with the time that you do have. And think about the people that are really, really wealthy. And they really know how to manage their time. And they understand about consistency. They also understand about balance. And so it's really important that you understand that when it comes to maximizing on your productivity. The thing about getting to where it is you want to be or accomplishing a goal, you have to consider kind of the routine of that goes on within in your daily living. And on this show, I've talked about having a kind of a a daily routine. But I always kind of give my caveats with that. And one of the caveats that I want to give you is that it is important to have a routine for your daily life. But at the same time, that can present kind of a great danger when it comes to you achieving your dreams, because we run the risk of losing focus and motivation to achieve what we want most. Why? Because we're doing the same things over and over. Now, I still believe you should have a daily routine that you follow. But the daily routine that I'm talking about does not necessarily, it amplifies or it enhances what you're doing throughout the day. But that's the part of the day where things should get interesting and you want to do something different, yet be consistent. But the daily routine that I'm talking about is when you get up in the morning and you perhaps have your quiet time, your meditation, you are reading a scripture or something that's motivational, something inspirational, keeping in mind that reading something spiritual versus something inspirational or motivational is not the same thing. However, it is important that that part of your life, that it does become a routine, that your exercise becomes a part of your routine. What keeps it from being boring is, as I said on yesterday's show, is that you don't have to do the same exercises. You can decide what kinds of exercises you want to do. So the key is to have that balance and get that consistency going without having your life become so routine to the point where it's just mundane living and it's just boring. Who wants that, right? We can re-energize and renew ourselves frequently by doing something different, trying something different, and that helps us avoid burnout. Now, let's get to what does it take to maximize on your productivity, and what does burnout have to do with any of that? Well, first of all, when you look at your life, the first thing on my list is that you want to write everything down in one place, all of your important goals and priorities. And the thing about that is when you have written down your important goals and your priorities, you're going to look and you're going to get a feeling when you look at these goals that you've written down. I mean, how do you feel about them? Are you excited about making them happen? Are you saying, oh, no, not again? Well, if you're saying, oh, no, not again, then what you're doing is you're convincing yourself not to achieve the goal. So at that point, you are really you're really creating a kind of burnout over time because it's going to get boring. So the thing is, you want to write down in one place all of your important goals and priorities. And then write down every commitment that you make at the time that you make it. And see, that's what keeps it interesting. Because we're often committing not necessarily to different things, but to things that connect to the major goals that we said we wanted to achieve. And so that's the really exciting part. And that's what keeps it exciting. And that's what's going to keep you focused. Here's another way to maximize on your productivity. You want to pay attention to that first hour of your work day. And a lot of times when we are at work, meaning whether it's a home-based business, whether it's a business where it's brick and mortar, whether you are on a job where you are upper level management or whatever the case is, and you're at your desk, we sometimes think that it's cool to have that first cup of coffee first before we get to work and or stop and socialize at the water cooler, or we want to get on the phone first thing in the morning if you have a home-based business and you want to call someone that has nothing to do with your business. One of the things that you can do in that first hour of the day, and most people don't like doing this, but it's important that you do it because it's going to free up your energy, is that when you sit down, first of all, get your coffee during your breakfast time. That's the beautiful part of that daily routine. So have your coffee during breakfast time. And once you have that coffee, now you recognize that you're going to work. So if you're at your home-based business, you're going to go to your desk, you're going to sit down, you're going to look at your schedule, and you're going to see, who am I supposed to be calling? Then you're going to look and see, who is the person I want to talk to the least? And that's the person that you're going to call first. That ought to wake you up. But also, it's going to make you feel like you've gotten something done. You're going to feel a lot better once you call or get the the not so pleasant call or the call that you're dreading, you get that call out of the way first, or whatever the task is, you get that task out of the way first, because now you feel like if you don't get anything else done throughout that entire day, you're going to feel like you've done a lot. But here's the thing, because you will have gotten the most difficult, most unpleasant or task that you don't want to do, because you will have gotten that out of the way, then what will happen is you're going to be inspired to do a lot more. So you don't want to waste that first hour of your workday. The other thing is do one thing at a time, and do that one thing at a time really well. I know we hear a lot that we can multitask. There are certain things that you can multitask on, such as you can breathe and write at the same time, or you can think and write and breathe at the same time. And so you can do those things at the same time. However, when you are working on a project, when you are focused on a goal, you cannot work on several things at once. You know, that was one of the things that I always thought I could do and do really well. Oh, I can multitask. Yeah, really? Not really. Not as well as I thought. And so the thing is, I learned over time to put my attention on that one activity, get that one activity done, do that one activity really well, and stay with that activity until I completed it. And here's the thing about that. What I found is that once I completed each activity and did it really well, I found that not only did I have a little extra time because I wasn't splitting my focus, I wasn't splitting my attention, not only did I have some extra time to start a new task or the next task, then I found that I got the next task done a lot faster. So I got a lot more done. So you want to start with that one task, do one task at a time and do it really well. That will help you to really have maximum productivity. Not only that, that's going to keep you from kind of burning out and getting bored, and you're going to stay focused on the goal because you're going to feel like you're making progress. And not only will you feel like that, in reality, you will be making progress, the necessary progress that you need to make. Here's another one. Don't open unimportant mail. Now, that's one of the things that I like getting mail. I mean, I know everybody likes email and things like that, and they want to check their emails and things. But when it comes to getting mail through the postal service, I still like getting letters. You know, it might be old school thinking, but it works for me. So I'm always, you know, interested in what did the mailman leave? Well, now it's different. I find that a lot of the mail that I get, I get important mail and I get a lot of unimportant mail, such as junk mail. And when I look at it, I can tell that it's junk mail. And what I mean by that, we're talking about the postcards and things like that. So I toss those pretty quickly. Unless there's a big bold heading that says something and I'm interested in it, then at that point, it's no longer junk mail to me. It's valuable at that point. However, if it's junk mail, I toss it, and I toss it really fast. And if I get mail in an envelope, now I have to say this, when I say don't open unimportant mail, maybe I should rephrase that and say don't spend a lot of time on unimportant mail, because there are times when I thought about opening or not opening a letter, and I opened it and then I found, hey, this is important. It just looks like junk mail. So my point is that the minute you realize that it's junk mail or it's something that is not of value to you, toss it and keep on going. And let's see, I want to give you another one. Spend time planning your to-do list. That's like my favorite thing to do when it comes to my business. I have to-do lists, and I put my to-do list on, I've got to admit, I have a planner that I use. And of course, there's a Microsoft Outlook, but I don't have my planners all over the place. In my Microsoft Outlook, what I keep in there are tasks that I know I'm going to repeat, or tasks that are what I consider to be long-term. Long-term meaning 6 months, 9 months, you know, from now, within that year. And if it's something that crosses over to the next year, then it goes into my Outlook and I can check it periodically. However, my immediate things to do list, it's on the yellow legal pad. Still using that because I like it. And I also like to check off what I've got done for that day. And it looks so nice on the yellow legal pad. So, but you can use whatever it is you want, but you want to spend time planning your to-do list. It just takes a few minutes at the beginning of each week and each day, and you will get more done. As I say, it's a lot of fun, you know, when you go through and check off what you've got done. But once again, here's another caveat that I have for you. One of my cautions, I find that when, because I use the yellow legal pad to jot down my things to do list, and I have it right there in front of me, then I find that it's easy for me to list far too many things that I need to do. So what you can do is you can write down the things that you need to do for that week, but you want to go through and highlight your top five things. Or you can section that paper off, or you can use your planner, and you want to put your top five things that you want to get done for each day. Because if you look at that entire list for the whole week, it can be overwhelming. So just pick out five things. And if that's too much, pick out three things that you can get done or you want to get done for that day. And when you're checking those things off of your to-do list, that's going to make you want to do more. Not only that, when you have your things to-do list right there in front of you, you're inclined not to stay on the phone as long. You're inclined not to talk as much. You are more inspired to actually stay focused on the task at hand because you've got that list in front of you and you want to stay focused on it and you want to get things done. And finally, as we wrap up, and this one you'll like, take vacations often. Now, when I say take vacations often, we're not talking about going away for an entire week every single month. What I'm talking about, you could do a two-day getaway, even a one-day getaway, and leave your work at home. The harder you work, the more you need to balance your leisure time. So if you're working all the time, and that's something that I had to really get accustomed to doing. I had to get accustomed to actually taking time off, because there was a time when I would work sun up to sundown, would not take a vacation, would not go anywhere, would not do anything. Why? Because the job had to get done. Now I was self-employed, but to me, it was still the job had to get done. Now, me being a veteran, when I was in the military, of course, we worked until the job was done. But that's a very different environment. But now I'm in control of my time. I can work when I want. Or there are times when I absolutely have to work. I better say it like that. However, I need to have the discipline to not work all the time and to find a way to take a break. So with that being said, I'm going to give you a bonus one. You want to set aside personal relaxation time during the day. Don't work during lunch. It sounds nice. It's great. But the thing is, you want to take that time to kind of, first of all, get your nutrition. Okay. And secondly, to have that stress relieving time that you need to have in order for you to go back to whatever you're working on. And now you can have a clear mind. You can have a clearer mind. And because I work at home, one of the things that I do sometimes, and I confess, I have a cat nap. And we're talking about maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes top. But I don't always nap. That might happen, I don't know, once. Now it's like once, twice a month maybe. But for the most part, even if I don't take a nap, I step away from everything that I'm working on and step away from my computer and I transition to my living room or my family room and I sit on the couch and I just relax. I just chill. And I don't think about work. I don't think about, what do I have to do when I go back to the computer? I totally take my mind off of things that I need to do. in order to, or the work things that I need to do so that I can relax my mind. Sometimes I will just sit there and kind of meditate a little bit, or I'll sit there and I can look out the windows, and I look out the windows, it's a nice view. And so I look at the windows and then I'm relaxed. You know, outside my window in the back is a golf course. And so it's all greenery and it looks really nice. And it's serene. There's a big pond back there. And I often tell myself, wow, it's sparkling like diamonds are on top of it. So, you know, I say things that kind of lifts me up. Now, everything, or each one of us perhaps have a different way of relieving our stress when we do take a break. So figure out what yours is and then be sure and put it into action and take that break when you need it. So that's all I have for you. These are some of the ways that you can make it rain by maximizing your productivity time. It really is important that you maximize on your productivity time, especially this month. This is April. You make it rain. It's all about getting things going and getting things moving. And I've been using flowers as my metaphor and plant and seeds. And, you know, the seeds are planted now. So it's about watering those seeds so that you can start to get your breakthroughs that you need to get. And one of the best ways to get your breakthroughs as it relates to your business and even throughout your day, one of the best things that you can do is you can actually relax and take this list and look at it and say, hey, these are the things that I can do to maximize on my productivity time. So go back and list some of the things that I shared with you. Write down, for example, number one was write down in one place all of your important goals and priorities. Stop wasting the first hour of your workday. And you can go back and listen to all of these and then decide, what do I do? What am I doing the first hour of my workday? And then you want to ask yourself, what is the one thing that I'm going to work on that I need to get done, that I must get done so that I can propel myself forward and pay attention? So that was number three, doing that one thing at a time and doing it really well. So you want to go through and kind of fill in these spaces using these tips that I've given you. What kind of vacation can I take? Where, if you don't have a lot of money, listen, you don't need a lot of money a lot of times to have a little short vacation. So even if it means getting away and going to the park, whatever it is, but take the time and go through each one of these and fill out what you're doing and or what activity would correspond to each one of these suggestions. And I can assure you, you're going to be making it rain in your business. You're going to be making it rain in your life, because when things are flowing a lot easier for you, if things are flowing a lot better for you, then you're going to get results a lot faster, and you're going to be excited, and you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, that is all I have for you today. So we're going to be back with more on Thursday. Lots of good stuff coming up on Thursday. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Do life with power. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.